Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
It's been said that he who defines the terms wins the argument. But what do you do when entire terms are thrown out? This is what's happening at many of our universities. Michigan State isn't using the term foreign and alien because it wants to create a more inclusive environment. The University of Pittsburgh no longer is using the terms king and queen because they say it's antiquated. An instructor at the University of Virginia is proposing the abolition of the phrase student-athlete, and the University of California is banning the term China virus. Now, the universities argue that they're being more inclusive, but when inclusivity and sensitivity trumps clear language, something's lost. Our institutions of higher education stray from their mission when they attempt to reorder reality instead of being accurate with language and teaching the truth.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.